Welcome to today's deep dive. I mean, we have a really fascinating mission today. We are looking at a completely radical hardware architecture called the TML, no log, no action specification.
Right. It's an amazing topic. We're trying to understand how this tech basically forces autonomous machines to be completely, like, physically accountable.
Exactly. Because, you know, you share the highway every day with autonomous vehicles, maybe even drones overhead. And, well, imagine an 18-wheeler driven by AI just suddenly swerves and crashes.
Yeah, and the investigation team shows up, but there's a huge problem. The system's volatile memory buffers were just completely wiped on impact.
Right. The truck made this catastrophic physical error, and there is absolutely zero forensic trace of, like, why it happened. So, okay, let's unpack this. What is happening in traditional systems?
Well, it's really the foundational flaw in how we build them. Conventional architectures, they prioritize continuous action over memory.
Meaning they just want to keep moving.
Exactly. Logging is treated as just this background software task. So when a system is under heavy computational load, it actually intentionally drops that telemetry data just so the processor can keep functioning.
Wow.
Yeah. And because there's this physical microsecond gap between an action happening and the log being saved to a permanent drive, a crash wipes the data out.
Oh, leaving no trace.
Right. The system commits what we call a ghost actuation.
A ghost actuation? That's terrifying. It alters reality but leaves zero record of its mathematical reasoning.
Exactly. So the TML specification, it completely flips the script. Yeah. It requires the machine to record its logic before it is allowed to move.
Before? Wow. I mean, it's almost like a mechanical door lock that physically refuses to turn unless you... first slide a signed permanent letter into a lockbox explaining exactly why you're opening the door.
That's a perfect analogy, actually. And the mechanism acting as that physical lockbox is called the cryptographic actuator interlock.
Okay, break that down for me.
So the hardware generates a secure hash, which is like a unique mathematical signature of the AI's reasoning.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and the motor controllers, like for the steering wheel or the brakes, they are actually hardwired to require that specific cryptographic key just to allow electrical current to flow.
Wait, so if there's no durable log in the, what is it, the...
The unhackable hardware root
of trust, yes, yeah. Exactly. If it's not in that physically isolated tamper-proof chip, the actuator mathematically cannot decrypt the command.
Wow.
Yeah, it literally becomes an electrical impossibility for the machine to move.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting. Because if my laptop freezes, I reboot. But if an autonomous car's storage drive fails at 70 miles per hour, you can't just freeze the system. A total systemic freeze on a highway is a kinetic disaster.
Absolutely, which is why the architecture builds in two physical fail-safes. The first is the sacred zero, or epistemic hold.
Epistemic hold, okay.
Yeah, think of it as a hardwired panic button for when the AI's uncertainty score gets too high, like if it lacks sensor data or hits an edge case.
Right. Hardware interrupts physically stall the processor. It forces the system to log its exact hesitation and ask for authorization before making a guess. It mathematically codifies, I don't know.
I love that. But what if the logging hardware itself actually breaks while the vehicle is in motion?
Well, that triggers the second fail-safe, the cyber-physical safe harbor.
Safe harbor.
Yeah. If the logging hardware fails, complex AI logic is instantly physically severed. A secondary, completely isolated dumb controller just takes over.
And what does the dumb controller do?
It doesn't process new variables or even try to drive. Its one and only hard-coded goal is to safely decelerate the machine to zero kinetic energy using pre-calculated physics.
So what this all means for you, the listener, is that accountability is no longer just an optional software feature you can toggle off. It is being baked directly into the electrical physics of the machines we share our world with.
Exactly. And it operates as a dual-lane system to balance speed with permanence. Autonomous actions are secured locally in a sub-millisecond fast lane so the machine can react to obstacles in real time.
Right, because it has to be fast.
Exactly. But meanwhile, a slow lane asynchronously anchors these logs into immutable Merkle trees.
A Merkle tree being like a cryptographic chain.
Right. If a machine tries to alter even one tiny detail of its past logic to cover up a mistake, the entire chain breaks. It instantly flags the tampering.
Which gives us absolute proof of what happened without slowing down the vehicle's reflexes, meaning the era of the ghost actuation is over.
It completely changes the forensic landscape. We are actively engineering machines to physically and mathematically justify their reasoning before they are allowed to act.
Which leaves a final provocative thought for you to ponder. If we can engineer machines to physically and mathematically justify their reasoning before they are allowed to act, Could we ever design a system to enforce that same strict pre-action accountability on human decision makers?
Mm-hmm.
Something to think about next time you share the road.